Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Howdy ho. No, it's not howdy ho. It's Heidi ho. It's Howdy and Heidi ho. Howdy could be the guy and Heidi could be the guy. Could be the woman. I better not go down that street. Hi, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program. Ready for a revolution? Well, you're not going to get it in California, unfortunately. I got a couple of political stories to tell here, but we'll start with Jennifer because she's been on the scene, was up late in California last night, hasn't had much sleep. The fact that he prevailed says something. Well, maybe I'll ask you, why did he prevail?
Well, I think it was, here's the thing, there are a lot of Democrats in the state of California, and there are a lot of unions in the state of California. As much as I think that, yes, of course, it was always going to be an uphill climb, I guess, for whoever the Republican was that was running, or for anyone for that matter that was running against Gavin Newsom because he's such a political machine, I think that there were some victories. Number one, very blue California found a way to push back against the most liberal governor in the whole United States. I think that's number one. Number two, Gavin Newsom has survived the recall, but he also has now got a year to fix the problem that caused him to have this recall election against him in the first place. He owns all of the problems. And so he's got to fix it because he's up for re-election again in another year. And because of it, he had to spend millions and millions and millions of dollars to come to terms with the fact that he was being recalled. So I think there are some silver linings. You had a pretty high voter turnout. Yesterday was the first day in my entire life that I ever stood in line to vote. And I think that's a really good thing. I think getting people more engaged in the process is a really good thing. COVID is still the number one issue. This almost turned into kind of a war between about vaccine rights in the state and about COVID rights in the state. So there were a lot of interesting aspects to all of this, but I don't know that it was a complete, you know, if it was a complete victory in either way. The fact that the governor had to face this in general, I think, is already a problem for him.
Well, he has a lot of problems. The fact that he's demonstrated he doesn't really know what he's doing. As you said, Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1. So he had the upper hand to begin with. But the unorthodox way, and this speaks more to what, not just what Gavin Newsom is all about, but what American politics are all about. And I have an example of that here in Framingham, where we had a primary yesterday the mayor has been in office for 4 years, the current mayor, the first mayor, as we were a town before this. And she became extraordinarily unpopular because she doesn't know what she's doing and doesn't want to know that she doesn't know what she's doing. You know the old expression, I know what I know and I know what I don't know. Well, she doesn't know what she doesn't know. And so she has continued to slog her way through governing here and made a mess of things. And it's interesting to see how the Democrats, and I see this in the Republican Party too, I see it in politics. It sort of makes me think that both parties or the party system really is ridiculous because they, you know, there are the Democrats who ran against Gavin Newsom and what they had to say about him and my Larry Elder. But here we have Framingham may have 300-400 registered Republicans, and that's it. The rest of the town is all registered Democrat. Mm-hmm. But they brought in this the factions of the party. The mayor that we have now is a liberal black woman, and the fact that Elizabeth Warren came to town to support her and was booed when she was here and didn't realize, her staff didn't realize, she went to another rally the night before in another community in Massachusetts and was booed off the stage. And then I don't know whether she was booed when she probably wasn't booed in California, but anyway, the point that I'm making here is that the party politics basically eats their own. And so the Democrats who want to see one person because of his or her color or because of his or her liberalism, whatever it is. So there's the liberal side of the Democratic Party. There's the sort of centrist part of the party. And there are a few blue dog Democrats down south. They call them blue dogs or black dogs. I've forgotten. You remember what they're called? Blue dogs. Yeah. They are more Republican in spirit than anything else, but you can't win an election in some of these places unless you're a Democrat. And that's ridiculous. The whole system is rotten to the core. And seeing how last night in Framingham, the prevailing winds, people knowing that the mayor has done such an awful job, the fact that she's running a nasty campaign, she got, this is a relatively small town there, I think about 25% of the registered voters turned out to vote, and that's usually the number in a primary, which is pretty disgusting in and of itself, because the real decisions are made in the primary. Anyway, my friend Charlie Sizitsky, who's been involved in city and community projects and politics for 34, 35 years, he prevailed with 65% of the vote. She got 29%. But still, there are people who already have started to, and Charlie's the kind of a guy, sweet, he's got, no, there's nothing. You can't find a squeak in his background. But yet, they brought in some guy from Boston who's a big-time political hack, and he's starting to cook already. Last night, as the results came in, he was saying, well, Charlie's a crook, and he's taking money from this guy, and, you know, that kind of stuff, the dirty, nasty stuff. That again makes you wonder, what is the reason? Why bother to have a political party if you're not united? If you can't really support whatever it is, the principles or the people that are running.
It's no longer about leadership. It's about power. I mean, that's what we learned with Gavin Newsom. It's about who's got the power. And really solely the reason that I think Gavin Newsom even survived last night in California is because he had union support. And those people can turn out large blocks of votes. And I'm sure it's the same thing in small elections where the good ones are going to be sad about jumping in. And, you know, one other thing that we have to address, whether it's in your small municipal election or in a statewide election or in the upcoming midterm elections, is the voter irregularities that open up when you have vote by mail. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I did 6 hours of radio last night. And, Doug, I can't tell you, my phones were lit the entire time with people talking about the irregularities. Some people called in. Multiple people called in. Larry Elder wasn't on their ballot. They showed up at the polling place, not on the ballot. They couldn't vote for him. They had to write
him
in.
So they cheated. Their victory is a cheat. He's a cheat. He's a crook, and he's a cheat.
I had people call in that say they had showed up to vote and they surrendered their ballot, which showed that they had never sent it in, and they were told that they already voted. So those people had to cast provisional ballots. And I'm not talking about one. I'm talking about the entire night. Phone call after phone call after phone call after phone call with people that had problems trying to cast their vote. And all I could do was send them to websites to fill out a report. Mm-hmm. That feels incredibly helpless, I think, because there are so many people who are losing faith in this system. And I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. This stands for everybody. I don't care who wins. We should have faith that our vote was counted, that we got won, and that we don't have to worry about someone trying to change the tallies of election results. It's terrible.
So as we look at the political winds of change or not, I noticed that AOC has ruffled a lot of feathers with her Met Gala dress.
Because it was stupid.
The whole thing
she was wearing
stupid.
A dress, but she was wearing a dress that said tax the rich. The reason I say it's stupid is not that she was wearing the dress or sending the message. It's that she did it at the Met Gala, which cost like a minimum of $30,000 a ticket.
Yeah.
And you're there with all of, like, the top elites, right? I mean, this is like an elitist event. It's where all of the highest level, the rich of the rich, go and show up. And she's there in a dress that says tax the rich. It just...
Yeah. And then Elizabeth Warren in Congress talking about Wells Fargo and how corrupt they are. And yet, look at the money behind the scenes that her family... It's back to the power thing you were talking about. And when do people wake up to all of this stuff? These people feather their own nest. Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer. You can go across the country to probably every state, maybe every jurisdiction, every municipality. Is there good governance? Are there people who are honest and have integrity? Or is everybody just in it for himself or herself? That's very clear when it comes to people like Elizabeth Warren. And why does it seem that way more with liberals? You know, I'm not any... we were talking about this last night. People were trying to define me. I went to the party at Charlie's house, and people were talking about me and what my politics were, because in a sea of Democrats, they all know that at one point in time I was a Republican, and they teased me about that. As a matter of fact, one of the city councilors is a Republican, and she is friends with the governor. She called the governor, and the governor wanted to talk to Charlie because he had such an outstanding victory. He stayed out of it because he's a Republican, but he was very interested in the way he doesn't talk to, never has. The mayor wouldn't talk to him because he's a Republican and she's a Democrat. Can you imagine anything more stupid? So Framingham lost out on millions and millions and millions of dollars of state aid because she wouldn't apply, she wouldn't talk, she wouldn't engage, she wouldn't let anybody on her staff talk to the governor because he's a Republican. This is the kind of stupid state of affairs that we found ourselves in.
Yeah.
And it goes on and on and on. And who loses? You lose. I lose. We lose. We're the ones who are paying for this circus. It is. It's a circus. It's a damnable circus. And on and on and on it goes. And some of you will be out there today, you know, talking about how great the Republican Party is and how great the Democratic Party is. You're kidding yourself. They don't give a damn about you.
Yeah, none of them are great. Just know that.
Yeah, they don't give a damn about you. They care about themselves. Our download at DJV Show has a focus on a number of things, as it does every day. Jeff Bridges was talking about his illness. That what he went through with COVID was worse than cancer. That's a pretty interesting conversation, actually. And we talk about China and the Me Too movement, how it's taking effect there. I think that's kind of cute or interesting as well. So check it out. Every day our download, you can stay with us to find out what's going on. You can also follow the program every day, all day at djvshow.com. Follow us on Facebook as well, Twitter and Instagram.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Calm complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jay is out today. Victoria is out today. Jennifer Horn is here with the Dougster. And we are going to focus now on something that's very sad, actually, in the trending circles. Pretty much everybody is talking about the passing of a very influential comedian, and we'll talk about that right after this.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
So, Jennifer, the passing of Norm MacDonald, who was only 61. Apparently, he'd been for 9 years battling, privately, cancer. And nobody quite knows what the cancer was. But he didn't, I didn't think, I mean, I haven't seen
no
him
one
that
knew
much
he was
around.
Sick.
Yeah, it didn't seem to, he didn't look like he was sick. And so, if you're, the funniest stuff that he did was on Weekend Update. That's what he's best known for, right? But he was my
favorite. Think about all the people who sat at that update desk. Yes. And Norm MacDonald was my favorite. He was deadpan and he was funny. And just his delivery was so unique, and he just didn't want people to not pay attention to his comedy. And I guess that's why his manager said that he chose not to disclose his illness.
Right. Played Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, he did.
Andy Rooney, Clint Eastwood, David Letterman, Larry King, Quentin Tarantino, Mr. Bean, Rod Serling, among others. People are sad, as they might want. You know, we all get sad about some of the public, some of the private folks that pass away every day. Somebody that you know and like is going to move on to the next roundup.
And today it's unfortunately Norm MacDonald that we focus on. Chrissy Teigen has had some fat removed. Okay, that's big time. How did that news come out? Did she say something? Her fat was removed from her cheeks.
She admitted
it, cheeks?
Yeah.
Her cheeks up here right. Or down there?
Which I cheeks? Think from up there.
Up there.
Up there, I think. She admitted that she underwent a cosmetic surgical procedure. She revealed she's been sober in, she started that in December 2020, and she said she wasn't embarrassed to share with her fans that she had work done. I guess that she even did a shout out for her doctor. Dr. Jason Diamond is a renowned facial plastic surgeon, and he's part of the Dr. 90210 franchise on E, and he's also done Celebrity Plastic Surgeons on Netflix. He did her cheeks, and she said everything, she's always joked that everything about her is fake except her cheeks. Well, now she's gone under the knife, and her cheeks are also fake as well.
So would you ever have plastic surgery done?
I don't think so, but I don't...
A lot of people in California think that that's a standard.
Well, you know, it's really funny. I think when people start doing plastic surgery, and there are some people who do it and just do one or two things and then they look great, but there are also people, especially like in California, if you watch the Real Housewives franchise, where they all start to look the same, and they lose the character in their face because they're doing so much work. They all look like these walking Stepford Wives. I don't know. I don't. If it makes you feel better, go for it. I don't think is my path at this moment.
No. Well, I just think you, and I say this lovingly, you have such a beautiful way about you that, isn't it? People who are insecure about themselves kind of are the ones that do that, right? Wouldn't you say? Well, I mean, your friends, among your friends. And guys do it too more often than not now. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles in Munich. Audi has signed off on the design of the high-tech project Artemis electric car that will arrive in 2024 as the firm's new flagship, and the concept is previewing here at the Munich Motor Show. The Grand Sphere is one of three show cars that the German brand will produce in the next year. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FALL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FALL for a 25 cents a gallon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California voters have spoken and rejected the Governor Gavin Newsom recall. Roughly two-thirds of the Golden State voters decided to keep the Democrat in power.
We said yes to all those things that we hold dear as Californians, and I would argue as Americans: economic justice, social justice, racial justice, environmental justice, our values where California's made so much progress. All of those things were on the ballot this evening. And so I'm humbled and grateful to the millions and millions of Californians that exercise their fundamental right to vote and express themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division, by rejecting the cynicism, by rejecting so much of the negativity that's defined our politics.
USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Bob Woodward has a new book that claims Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley took action after January 6 to limit then-President Trump's power over the military and contacted his Chinese counterpart, undermining 45. A claim disputed by President Trump on Newsmax.
So first of all, if it is actually true, which is hard to believe, that he would have called China and done these things and was willing to advise them of an attack or in advance of an attack, that's treason. And I would think, I've had so many calls today saying, that's treason, number one. Number two, it's totally ridiculous. I never thought of it. You were there. You knew what was happening in the White House. You had plenty of friends. You never heard the word China mentioned in a thing like this. You heard a lot of anger about China on trade, and we made a great trade deal. You heard a lot of anger on China with the China virus. But for him to say that I would even think about attacking China, I think he's trying to just get out of his incompetent withdrawal out of Afghanistan. The worst, the dumbest thing that anybody's seen, probably the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to our country, where they killed our soldiers. We left with embarrassment on our face. We left Americans behind, and we left $85 billion worth of the best equipment in the world.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Is it? Yeah, it is 34. I was about to say yes. As a matter of fact, I did say yes. Yes! Here we are back again on the DJV program. Another half hour of conversation. The trending things. There's a picture of Monica Lewinsky's thong flashing scene in Impeachment. I wonder if that's... Who do we really want to go there? Maybe not. All right, that's another trending item we got. I saw something that I really was quite interested in. The things that we know but we don't think about from that department, Jennifer. Jennifer is here. Victoria's off today. Jay as well, at least for the foreseeable future. She's got a young son named Mac. And Mac inserts himself, as most children do, into the lives of the parents. And it's okay. Well, you got it. I think it's actually... And an interesting addition to have the stories, because so many of our listeners are parents, have youngsters, and so they all go through it, and there's a sort of commiseration there. You know what I mean? And speaking of commiseration, I was looking at something.
How you say commiseration.
Commiseration.
I'll have what he's having, sir.
Yes, I'm having tea and source still water. That's what I'm drinking.
Oh, the, fancy.
Folks at Greenpeace, I'm not a big fan. I don't necessarily like their the way they do things, but they do come up with interesting items for us to think about. And in that, for that reason, I present a new investigative report that is a focus on big oil and how they supply fossil fuel to the petrochemical companies that make single-use plastic bottles and cans, you know, the stuff like you get the Coca-Cola drinks in the convenience store, Pepsi, the bottles of water, that sort of thing. You have no idea how many billions. Last year, 2,727,000, according to whatever they have gotten. I don't know where they get their information. But yeah, you got to figure it's pretty close that that number of bottles was found along the side of roadways and in places. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't throw this stuff. They throw it out. They don't throw it away. And there's a difference between throwing things out and throwing things away. And so those of you, it's kind of like people who throw cigarette butts out the window as they're driving. What a disgust.
Yeah, they just think they're going to disappear.
Horrible. Who the hell are you? Right. Yeah. Who do you think you are? I guess as much as anything else. So food for thought as you're having your breakfast, if you're drinking something out of a plastic bottle, maybe you think about what. So what's the question would come up, and this is something I'm always focused on. Okay, so there's a problem. What's the solution? Well, the solution comes in some ways with the stuff that's biodegradable. You can't put liquid, however, in these. You can put food. If you're buying food at a takeout, excuse me, or whatever, you don't have to have styrofoam. You don't have to even use paper. Use these things. Well, paper is easily disposed of, burned, and repurposed. But plastic, although there are my friends, the Libmans, who run the Libman company that produces all the cleaning products, mops and sponges and, you know, all of that stuff. I remember going into the plant with Robert, who is the founder, and he's the husband of a very good friend of mine. He took me down there one morning to show me what went on in the plant. And there were, Jennifer, bags. There must have been 150 bags, big bags, that were 10 feet tall and 5 feet wide, filled with chopped up bottles. Chopped up plastic bottles, and they use that to make the handles on their mops and brooms. They use it for any of the plastic components of their products. They use those the old bottles, which I thought was pretty fabulous. They don't use one new piece of anything in America. So those of you who are going through whatever big box store you go and you need new mops and things, you see the Libman brand, know that they are very conscious of what is in the atmosphere and what is in our what's in our everything, actually, including some of the stuff getting into the water system. Anyway, I didn't want to overcook that, but
tell us more about the Libmans.
About the Libmans. Why do I like them? I like them because Sandra and I went to school together. And we've been friends for how long ago is that? 50 years? 50, almost 55 years, actually. Hurricane Nicholas made landfall on the Texas coast yesterday at, 110 miles an hour or something. Now it's a tropical depression, but it's dousing the Gulf Coast with lots of heavy rain, lots of wind, flood warnings. Can you imagine you go down the Gulf Coast and get into the areas that are below sea level, like Corpus Christi, that whole area down there? You've probably been there, Jennifer, haven't you, at some point in time or
Corpus
another?
Corpus Christi, no.
Yeah. If you drive along.
Dallas.
If you drive along, well, Dallas is nowhere near this.
No.
If you drive along the coast of Texas and you get to that area where Corpus Christi is, about 100 miles, 140 miles, the road is on sort of one side. Let's say the ocean is over here to your right, and you're heading eastbound. Ocean's on your right. If you look to the left, the land level is lower than the road and lower than the sea level. So just think about the impact that this 18 inches of rain, 75 mile an hour winds,
what is going to...
And
what,
Louisiana did not need this, by the way, too, because it hit Texas and then started moving into Louisiana, and they've already had enough trouble with the last hurricane.
We talk a lot about the weather. You heard us earlier this week talking about the Farmer's Almanac predictions for the winter. I'm glad I'm going to California with the weather.
It's supposed to be a severe winter, huh?
Yeah, it's around most of the country. Yes, it is. Yep. It's not... It is what it is. Listen, speaking of listening, today is National Linguine Day. Do you know that? Do you like... I don't understand the whole pasta thing. They all taste the same. What do you care whether you get linguine, you get spaghetti...
Different shapes. Well, they carry sauces different, too, don't forget.
They do?
Yeah, well, I mean, you want, like, some pastas want, like, a heartier pasta sauce, where other... Like, I don't know... Maybe we bring in Phil. He's kind of our cooking expert, but I think
Phil McGee's at the controls in our main studio in Washington. Okay, Phil.
Yes,
put
certain
on your
pastas do
hat.
Better with certain sauces.
Exactly, exactly. They hold on to the sauces better.
Really? Okay. So what?
So linguine can hold on to a heavier sauce, right. Kind of like kind of like an Alfredo sauce, right? I mean, when we say it's a heavier pasta,
so that's my go-to pasta anyway.
What, linguine?
Yeah, I like
angel hair, which doesn't hold
doesn't,
up to heavy
well,
sauces.
Yeah, that doesn't hold it. Yeah, right. Fettuccine, linguine have been developed. They were actually put into service, if you will, 400 or 500 years ago. Put into service, right.
They went to war with pasta sauce.
Narrower, linguine's narrower, more elliptical in shape. Do you think people come to me at the restaurant, I just ask for gluten-free pasta, that's it. Well, is penne all right? Yeah, I don't care. What difference does it make? But apparently people do. Linguine is good with mushrooms because it holds it. Is that it? I'm just looking at this overview of linguine. You know, we missed
are
yesterday.
Are you making that up?
No. I don't think so, anyway.
I think mushrooms are good with every bit of Italian food, aren't they?
We went out to a friend of mine and I went to dinner on Saturday night over a little place in Ashland, the next town over in Framingham. And we both had Italian stuff. She's very Italian, so it was easy to, you look at the menu, okay, I'll pick the... and I like, frankly, I like pasta, but it's hard to find stuff that's gluten-free. So in this case, I ordered a shrimp and scampi kind of dish. And so this woman made a big deal out of the fact that the only thing they had, is it okay? Do you mind if it's penne? And I looked at her and said, no, I don't care.
Because shrimp scampi doesn't typically go with penne.
Doesn't it? Okay.
No, it would go with like a linguine or a spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. Glad to hear that, Jennifer. Thank you for the update.
Mm-hmm. No
National
problem.
Eat a Hoagie
together
Day.
Together with your pears.
Yeah, right. Yesterday, this is something, hoagies, a sub sandwich, long roll, right? Meat, mm-hmm. cheese, veggies. All right, Phil, you can jump in on this one, too. We call them sub
Bill Cosby.
Hoagies?
Yeah, because he'd always want to eat a hoagie on the Cosby Show.
Which is weird, because being from Philadelphia, they're called grinders.
Yes, they are. That's right. Exactly. Some people call them bombers. Some call them submarine sandwiches. That's what the whole Subway chain, which has more, there are more Subway restaurants. You can call them. Is it a restaurant? Why do we call McDonald's isn't a restaurant? Fast food joint.
It is.
No, it isn't. Restaurant is you go in, you enjoy your meal, you order it, you sit down. It's not a restaurant. It's a joint. It's a fast food joint.
It's a joint.
It is a joint.
I would never call it. That may be your lingo. I don't use that lingo. I don't call it. Hey, it's a joint around here. No.
Is that offensive to somebody? Is that
fast
somebody?
Fast food restaurant.
I apparently have been lately offending, according to Victoria, lots of people because I say things that seem to be out of place in today's lingo. And, you know, I don't really care. It never offended me. I mean, I wouldn't say something that I know is offensive because I'm not in the business of trying to offend people.
Sure you are.
How do you figure that? Seriously.
I'm kidding.
No, I don't want
to. It's talk radio. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to offend at least a person or two every single day.
You see that another radio host died
of
COVID?
I did see that, yeah.
And he had the same attitude. Don't let them put that in your body. It'll kill you. And so here we go again.
Yeah, but you know what's gross? people celebrating it, because I'm pretty sure that most of these people just talked about vaccine, about freedom and liberty, which we should all be standing up for, and they weren't little sheep who were just doing exactly what the government told them to do.
Well, but sometimes there's an attitude that...
And look, sometimes there is, and I don't know, but I think what is really disgusting is when someone dies, that the media celebrates it if they questioned, if they dare questioned the vaccine. I think that's really
media, you know, that isn't the news media is different.
It's everybody, yeah. Though it's not, it's even our trade publications that say, oh, anti-vaxxer dies. You know what, why are we laughing about that kind of stuff? That's disgusting behavior. It's disgusting writing when they put the headlines out there. A person's life is a person's life, no matter what, and there should be a little bit of respect, I think, for someone who's died. Because guess what? Their family doesn't need to hear someone jumping all over the grave of somebody while they're trying to mourn.
So is this just another example of power and control and politics?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's completely political, I think. Say what you will about whether or not, and I don't know, even Phil Valentine, I have no idea what their messaging was, because I didn't listen to any of the three of these people, and that doesn't mean they're not great talents. I'm sure they are. It's just they were not in my, not available to me in my market. I have no idea what they said about the vaccine, so I can't tell you if they were telling people not to get it, because they may have just been preaching. People may say that about me, and I am not anti-vax. I'm just pro doing what's right for you and getting a choice, not being told what to put in your body by the government. That used to be what America stood for. And so I don't know where these people stood, and I don't know exactly what they said, but I do know that when the media comes out after they die and say, oh, another anti-vaxxer bites the dust, and we celebrate that, that it just feels bad. That doesn't feel good.
It doesn't feel like America.
No.
This guy was a minister and pretty much a fanatic. He was on a Colorado station. His name is Bob Enyart, 62. He had what has been described by the news media as extreme anti-vaccination positions. He boycotted things. You know, he went down the road that these other fellows went down, although Phil was the most moderate of all of them. He said, I'm not taking Pfizer, I'm not taking Moderna, not taking Johnson & Johnson, because... they tested the products on cells of aborted babies. That's the first time I've heard that one. Have you heard that one before?
Well, vaccines have used that kind of testing before. I mean, that's what stem cells and all of that are, pieces of aborted kids. And so there are a lot of people who take issue with that.
I don't like that. 48 past the hour.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online.
Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. It's Tech Talk time. Well, let's see. Victoria's on vacation. Jay's taking care of her son. Jennifer's having a shower. I guess that leaves Tech Talk to me. So I have a couple of very interesting, important things. Apple, for example, finishing its California streaming event, announcing a whole new line of products. The iPhone 13 lineup, the smartphones, the Apple Watches, big screens, new iPads, that sort of thing. Apple's new iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 mini look a lot like the iPhone 12, but they got similar, you know, they have similar notches and diagonal camera array. They're equipped with a new A15 Bionic chip, have an improved dual camera system on the back of the phone. Apple's also promising longer battery life than has been the case. The iPhone 13 mini costs $729. iPhone 13, $829. That's where it starts. Both are more affordable with carrier discounts. Like you can probably go to whoever your carrier is and get a new one if you sign up for 2 years and make sure you give them the blood of your first kid. That's how that works. The iPhone 13 Pro, iPhone 13 Pro Max, sounds like an airplane, doesn't it? Look similar to their predecessors. Stainless steel band around the sides, sort of a matte finish on the back. But the big upgrade is the screen. They support Apple's ProMotion adaptive refresh rate technology that tops out at 120 hertz. They also have a new camera system and an A15 Bionic chip. Who thinks the camera system is bad? My iPhone, I think I have an 8. I don't even know what I have, but I know the camera is great. So how do you improve on that, and why do you need to? Unless you just, okay, I want to have a new phone. The iPhone 13 Pro starts at $999. The Pro Max starts at $1,099. And get them both in a new storage option. The phones will be available for pre-order in a couple of days. They're out at the end of the month. Two key new camera features coming to the iPhone 13 lineup are cinematic mode, which applies a portrait of mode style blur to the background. So, like, you want to make a movie with your eyes? This is what it sounds like you're going to be able to do. Make a movie
Already the video is pretty good. When I shoot video of my grandson or whatever things on the farm, I think it comes out quite well. So this has been, there's an improvement, however, according to Apple. All right, coming up next, Microsoft has something info-wise for you right after this.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation, and there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is, and are they reputable, and do they have expertise over time.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
All right, Microsoft announcing that its xCloud service, which is known as Xbox Cloud Gaming and Xbox Remote Play, are now available to everybody with an Xbox app on Windows 10 or Windows 11. These features on PC have rolled out. The Xbox Insiders sort of had a beta test last month, have been available on phones for a while as well, but they're only officially available on a PC. I guess that's something that people are going to like. I have all that stuff on my PC. I don't know how to use it. I'm not interested in gaming, but a lot of people are. Xbox Cloud Gaming seems like a natural fit for PCs that don't have the power to run the games themselves. Been available on Windows for a couple of months now through web browsers, but it's a nice step forward that the service is now in a native app, rather than being confined to a web browser on PC. So if that's important to you, yeah, we had that info first here on the DJB program. What else? Remote Play, nice addition, allowing you to stream games from an Xbox Series X or S. I want to sound authoritative when it comes to this stuff, like I was when we were talking about iPhones, but I have no authority here whatsoever. There's just, I mean, it's an announcement that I could deliver it like a newsman, et cetera, et cetera. But listen, I find it, I think it's appalling the amount of time that kids especially spend, and some young adults too, spending time on these games. It's nothing but a mind number, as far as I can see.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.